Once I made myself believe that I didn't like myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California with Incense Illumination. Once upon a time, I made myself believe that I didn't like myself. And then I carried that around with me for years and years and years. And as I carried it around with me, I let it be in my inner consciousness, and not really knowing that it was there, but certainly having the effect of it being there. And then one day, someone said to me, "If you like yourself, then everything works out just fine for you. If you don't like yourself, nothing works out fine for you." And I thought, what a silly thing to say. Things are not working out fine for me, and I do like myself. Well, do we really like ourselves? If I can say to myself, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, if I can say that to myself, I put a cause in motion that brings that response in my life. Now, historically, way back when, somebody said that I wasn't a nice person, or I did something wrong, or I was naughty or something. And I believed that. Even though at the time I knew it wasn't true, I began to believe it because I heard it so often. And pretty soon I took it on as my own attitude. And by taking it on as my own attitude, it not only that I believed it, but I lived by it as a credo. And then when someone came along and said, when you say that I like me to yourself, you put a new cause in motion and new responses come in your life, I thought, what foolishness. You cannot go against the obvious. You cannot go against the appearances. You cannot go against the truth of what really is there. And the answer is, you can. You can go against it, but you'll be walking alone. You'll be walking alone when you say, I like me. Because other people have learned not to like you because you didn't like yourself. And so when you start saying, I like me, everybody's not going to jump on the bandwagon and say, yes, 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 I like you too. When you say, I like me, you'll be all by yourself. You'll be all by yourself saying, I like me. And the rest of the world will look on you and judge you from what you have previously done. And then as you say, I like me, you start doing things that show how much you like yourself and how much you are a nice person. And when I say I like me, I start acting like I like me. I start playing the role of the person who likes me. And depending upon how good an actor I am, how good a theater I perform, then that's what the world is going to look at and judge me by. Now, really I'm judging myself, but nonetheless, when I say I like me, and I start being nice to myself, then my body says, oh, okay, that's a good game to play, I like me. And then I give myself the energy massage, and I say, as I move my hands gently over every inch of my body, just a hair's breadth from my body, I say, I like me, 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 over every inch of my body. And I do that two or three times a day. Then my body begins to act like I like it. And everything functions beautifully and perfectly. All the organ action functions in my body say, oh, I like me. Then that's fine. I'm on my original purity and integrity. I like me. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And then, as we say this, the stem cells go right to work in the I like me mode, rather than the mode of I don't like me, which they had before. And they don't care. It makes no difference to them what mode you're putting in for them. They'll act that way because that's their disposition to do that. Now, when you say I like me, when you say I'm happy, when you say I think the world is great, you're ignoring all those old attitudes you used to have, all those old ways of doing things. And someone says, hey, you got talent. And you say, I have talent, yes. Yes, you can sing. I can sing. Have you heard my voice? Yes, I have. And you can sing. You sing from your heart, not from your voice. You sing from your heart. And when your heart is filled with joy, your voice sounds just marvelous. Oh? Well, now watch. Now, here's a little baby. And this little baby is going to take a nap. And you're babysitting. And so you take the baby in your arms and you cuddle the baby and you have this blanket wrapped gently around it and you say, I love you, baby, too. I love you, baby, too. At first, your voice crackles a little bit, and your voice sounds like it's an old horse going, yeah! And you think to yourself, I can sing. And then you stop thinking about how your voice sounds. And you start thinking about how much you love yourself and how much you love this little baby. This little baby that is so gentle, so nice. Oh, you're the sweetest little thing. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're so wonderful. You're so true. I love you. And you see, the more gentle we make our voice, the less strident we make our sound of our voice, the more gentle we make it, the more beautiful our voice is. And our voice is beautiful not because of what the voice is, but what the attitude is behind it. How we think of ourselves and how we think of what we're doing. And before you know it, we're singing out loud for ourselves and for the world. I love the world, I love the world, I love the world, I do. I love the world, I love the world, I love the world, I do. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me. Now, we may not sound like Anzio Pinza, we may not sound like Maria Callas, but we sound like ourselves. And we sound like a voice that's filled with love, that's filled with joy. And yes, we can sing. And there are many evidences of that. Now, when you begin to change your attitude about yourself, when you begin to change your attitude about your world, when you begin to change your attitude about everything, all things work out in perfect harmony, in perfect love, in perfect truth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's past. It only matters what I am doing now. It only matters that I like me now. And I like the world that I'm in. And I like everything. Beautifully, wonderfully. Perfectly. Can you say that for yourself? I can say that for myself, because that's all I know, that's all I believe, and that's all I am. Think on these things and let your instant illumination reveal how much, when you think happy thoughts for yourself, everything is possible for you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.